Earth, Sky.
In May of 2010, the U.S. Senate unveiled a new climate bill. It aims to lower planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions. Science journalist Andrew Revkin writes the .Earth blog for the New York Times. He told Earth Sky his thoughts about the U.S. climate bill.
What I try to do is to look at a piece of legislation or any other initiative from the standpoint of the atmosphere. Is there a way to look with confidence and see that these mechanisms that are proposed, which ones would actually really concretely give you the best chance of having changes in emissions trajectories?
The U.S. climate bill, called the American Power Act, has a long way to go and will most likely change as it works its way through the Senate in the remaining months of 2010. One of the main parts of the bill so far is to establish a system of cap and trade. In theory, it restricts the amount of greenhouse gases generated by utilities and allows them to trade on the market credits for carbon emissions.
One of the criticisms of this kind of system is it can be pretty opaque, kind of like other financial trading that went on, and that got a lot of people suspicious of the whole enterprise. For the moment, it looks like if it's in the bill, it would be restricted to the power generation sector, to utilities initially, which greatly weakens the environmental potential of it.
The climate bill's initial goal is to cut greenhouse gas emissions of the U.S. 17% below the levels of 2005 by 2020. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.